Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. And this is coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. 14 brands, 10 locations. ThinkFuse.com. We are St. Louis. The Cardinals have two games in the books down here in Florida. They had a win on Saturday, 2-0. That was over the New York Mets. Seven pitchers combining for that shutout, and the Cardinals got a little offense early on from Tyler O'Neill.
O'Neill cranks one high. Out to deep left. At the wall, it is gone. Tyler O'Neill, first at bat this spring, takes one deep.
You know, for me, we've been doing some live at-bats in the backfields a little bit, just trying to replicate, obviously, at-bats and games and different pitchers and things like that, sequences, counts, everything. So that prepared me a little bit, you know, to be set up in the game. It's definitely different when there's thousands of people around you and you game-like atmosphere out there. I just try to play with it.
Dylan Carlson would add the insurance.
Line drive into center off the bat of Dylan Carlson, and he drives in his first here in 2020, and it makes it a 2-0 St. Louis lead. A bullet.
The Cardinals back at it today. John Gant scheduled to make a start for St. Louis this afternoon. And that game will be on Fox Sports Midwest at noon. This is Mondays with Mo. If you're new to the website, we do this every Monday with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. He is kind enough to join us, and we appreciate that. So the Cardinals had a 2-0 win on Saturday, and then another game yesterday in Port St. Lucie against the Mets. Harrison Bader looked good. Schrock looked good. The pitching has been very good so far, and that'll probably be the case all season long for the St. Louis Cardinals, and we'll talk about that with John Mozeliak. Triad Bank, full-service financial institution established in 2005. A mission to provide a wide range of commercial and personal banking services to closely held businesses like this one, ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Find out more, TriadBanking.com. And even though that, I missed my wife's birthday yesterday, but even though, you know, Valentine's Day is come and gone, and now my wife's birthday, I still go to Lordo's Diamonds. Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue. See their great selection. They've been with us for a long time. Lordo'sDiamonds.com. Coming up, we visit with John Mozeliak. Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. It's our weekly chat with John Mozeliak of the St. Louis Cardinals, and we're off and running here at spring training in Jupiter. Today, the Cardinals will face the Marlins. You can see that game at noon St. Louis time on Fox Sports Midwest. Mo, a couple games in the books. Your impressions of camp so far? What do you like?
Well, I think like the pace of camp has been something that's been very positive. I think Mike Shildt and his staff have this really efficient model of getting what they need done throughout the day. You know, obviously this past week we had a little bit of an issue with rain on Friday, but we're still able to get all our work in. But for the most part, really feel like the energy you've seen in these games and the way we've gone about it has been very positive.
I was going to ask you about that, how this camp is different for you and the coaching staff and Mike with over 70 players in Major League camp. So in terms of trying to get what you want accomplished and getting the players ready for the season, how are you able to get that all done before March 26 when you tee it up for real?
You know, it's interesting because I've never been a fan of large major league camps, and I've always tried to be sort of like this high 50s, low 60 number. And this year we have 73 players in camp. And, you know, we did ramp up the coaching staff as well to sort of support that. But, you know, I think Shildt and his group, they understand what they're doing. And I think for their standpoint, they're perfectly fine with the numbers. But I would like to, when I start thinking about future camps, try to find a way to get that number back down to just something a little more manageable in the 60s, and then have maybe a form of like an instructional league that's running parallel. So if you do need a little help, you can just dip it into that.
Sure. We know now that Miles Michaelis is shut down for a bit. We got that news this past week. Can you update fans on his situation and what the next steps are for him and the club?
Well, the next steps really are just being patient. I think, you know, he needs to really do very little in the next couple weeks and just see if the healing process is taking shape. And if it is, that's great news. And then we'll figure out a throwing program from there. If the healing process is not going as well as we had hoped, then you're going to have to decide, do you want to try to just pitch through some discomfort and possibly do an injection or something along those lines if you want to try to minimize the pain. But I think those are really the two paths we're going down, but we really won't know which direction we're headed for at least probably 2 to 3 weeks.
So as fans are watching these games down here in Florida, who are the pitchers that they should focus on in terms of maybe replacing Miles in that rotation?
You know, I don't want to get into specific names yet because clearly it's early, and I don't want to have any players feel like, oh, I'm already behind the eight ball. But obviously when you signed Kim or KK to come in here, one of the thoughts was to give us some depth into the rotation. So it's early. You know, we have two games played. We have a lot of baseball to sort of work through and decide how we want to distribute those innings and who will take that over for likely the month of April. So plenty of time to figure all that out. And but I really do feel like we do have depth. I mean, obviously Gomber did not have the year he had last year or 2 years ago. So he's trying to reestablish himself. You look at somebody like Ponce de Leon. I mean, he can give you innings if you need it, and he wants to find a way to be on this club. So there are people that I think are capable of running with this, but really I think we've got to let this play out.
We saw KK make his Cardinal debut on Saturday. How about your impressions of the lefty that you signed?
You know, that pretty much as advertised, right? Fastball, good slider. You know, I think he's one of those guys that's going to be around the plate. So changing speeds and keeping people off balance is going to be key for him because he is a strike thrower. But certainly thought he did a nice job for his first outing.
It's one at bat to see, you know, Matt Carpenter take the ball the other way and pick up a base hit, which is something he's been working so hard on in this camp. But it's got to give him confidence and reinforce that the work that he's putting in is paying off when you see that first hit go the other way.
Oh, I think so. You know, look, you look at how he's approached his off season. I mean, he's been very candid with the media of how he felt about last year. There's a lot of pride with him. And so, you know, obviously it was one at bat, but it was great to see. And so certainly I'm looking forward to seeing how his spring progresses. But there's no doubt, I think, from like just an overarching offensive standpoint, we'd like to get off to a nice start, not only in spring training, but really regular season.
Mo, it can be misleading sometimes, the numbers for hitters, especially down here in spring training at this ballpark this time of year. It's a tough place to hit. We all know that. What do you, to put your scouting hat on, what do you look for with the left field situation and those guys that are in the mix that can separate themselves from the others to say, okay, this is the guy that we need to go with right now, and he's kind of taking the ball and is running with it. What do you want to see? What do you see from your scouting hat?
Well, I think what you want to see is first off, I think you really want to see Tyler O'Neill and Lane Thomas come into this camp with a new set of confidence, if you will, because these are guys that in the past just really haven't had a chance to make our club, but now they are going to be given an opportunity to do that. And so you want to see them make the most of it. And, you know, I really feel like you want to see competitive at bats. You want to see them being able to grind those at bats. And then I think from a defensive standpoint, you want to make sure that they're living up to expectations or what we believe is important from a defensive standpoint. So I think those two guys, it stands out to me as sort of most critical on what they need to do. You know, obviously somebody like a Dylan Carlson, I think is more on the outside looking in right now, just given the fact that we have those other players, you know, right now ahead of him, but you know, things change. And I also think, you know, you also still need to see a very competitive camp from Dax and Harrison Bader.
Have you seen signs with Bader that it could be different in terms of, you know, he hits 205 last year, but are you seeing some adjustments that he made in the offseason?
I think so. I'm a little cautious to sort of weigh in on that yet. I think, like, allow games to be played and see where that goes. But, you know, he certainly looks fit. He looks strong. He understands that his approach at the plate has to change. He's got to figure out how to get walks. He's going to have to figure out how to strike out less and put the ball in play. And if he does that, be pretty fun to watch.
I think it was fun to watch the two kids, Carlson and Nolan Gorman, over the weekend. Those two guys are exciting, aren't they, Mo?
Oh, they really are. You know, they're both talented young men, and you know, I certainly think they're going to have bright futures in the big leagues at some point.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at HotShotsNet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
My colleague on the broadcast, Ricky Ankiel, is going to be in uniform at times with the club. And when he played, he could pitch or he could hit. So what's his role with the club right now and being in uniform with the St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, obviously we all have a lot of history with Ank, and he called me up over the offseason just trying to get an opportunity to do, we're calling it an internship, tongue in cheek, of course. But he just really wanted some exposure to get an understanding of sort of the modernization of what's happening in the game today. You think back to when he played, there wasn't high-speed cameras, there wasn't Rapsodo or TrackMan, and he's just trying to understand, like, how all these new technologies are being used. And I think he's trying to do that to have a better understanding of when he is in the booth or talking about baseball in front of a camera, that he's doing it in a modern voice.
I think it's fascinating too, Mo, and I'll wrap it up with this. How you take that information and then relay it to the player in uniform. How are the Cardinals doing that to try to break it down and make it very simple for players to understand? Because it can be a little confusing at times.
Yeah, but you look at some of the young people we have in camp. These players have been brought up with this mm-hmm. type of technology. And so a lot of this is getting the coaches caught up and how they can use it. Now, we do, at the minor league side, we've been using some of this for multiple years, so there's that learning curve that's already there. But I think the biggest thing is just getting everybody on the same page and how to communicate and utilize it. And it's not for everybody. Some players aren't that interested, but majority of the players you're drafting and signing today, they want to devour it. And so it's really just getting everybody up to speed on how to coach it, how to use it, and ultimately how to communicate it.
Hey, Mo, thank you. We're off and running here in spring training. I appreciate your time as always, and we'll catch up next week.
All right, see you around the ballpark.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.